You are welcome to the 5-Minute Daily Devotion Podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is Psalm 57 and verse 1. Be merciful unto me, O God, be merciful unto me, for my soul trusted in thee. Yea, in the shadow of thy wings will I make my refuge, until these calamities be overpast. It is great to cry to God for mercy. You see, mercy is something that I always wish that every child of God would understand. In fact, every human being on the face of the earth. When you read the psalm and he's saying, be merciful unto me, O Lord, you may not really understand what that person is saying. When people are saying mercy, they are simply saying that, see, I am helpless, I am hopeless, and Lord, you don't have any obligation to do it. I'm not in a position to also receive it, but have mercy. That's why Jesus said, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. If you understand mercy, you will be merciful. If you understand your need for mercy, you will be merciful. The reason people are not merciful is because they do not know their own need for mercy. I pray that you will understand mercy. You know, he said, be merciful unto me, O God, be merciful unto me. Then he added, for my soul trusted in thee. He wasn't just crying for mercy. He trusted in God. Where is your trust? Is it in God? Is it in the Lord? But then, you know, he said something further. He said, in the shadow of thy wings, I will make my refuge until these calamities be overpassed. We are living at a time and in a world where there is calamity in the world. But brethren, I want to tell you, there is safety in God. You see, as Christians, we are vulnerable to persecution, and that is okay. There's no problem with persecution. But the judgment of God is not against his children. It's against the world. God is able to keep us from the evil that is in the world. There is a place with God where you can hide. He said, in the shadow of thy wings will I make my refuge. And can I tell you, the shadow of the wings of God is Jesus. That is the place you can hide. He said, until these calamities be overpassed. It's like there is a typhoon and you have a place to hide. It's like in Israel, when there is bombing and they put siren, people begin to go into the bunker, into a shelter that has been built that you can easily hide whenever bomb is coming from any of their enemies. A place you can hide until that thing be passed and that destruction will not come to you. There is a place in God, in Christ, where we can hide. That is the place I want you to hide. There is increased insecurity around the world. Don't think that there is any country that is safe. The scripture says safety is of the Lord. And I thank God that safety is of the Lord. Safety is not in a country. Safety is not in a system. Safety is of the Lord. So he said there is a place where we can hide until the calamity will pass. There is a place where we can hide until the pandemic will pass. There is a place in God. That's why he said, Lord, have mercy on me. Keep me in that place. Recognize that God is able to keep you. Recognize that he is able to protect you. You may be hearing bad news. You may be hearing terrible news of killing, of wickedness all around you. I tell you the truth. God is able to keep you. Don't live in fear. There is a place to come to hide. Let him hide you there by mercy. But you see, that place, we can only access it by mercy. That is why, brethren, please be merciful. Be merciful. Let me just quickly give you something about mercy. If somebody works for you and they did a good job, and you now decided that, oh, I will pay this person immediately, and maybe even add a little thing. You see, that is not really mercy. A laborer is worthy of his wages. Mercy is if somebody refused to do your work If somebody spends your money instead of doing the job and gives you trouble, and at the end of the day, you can still show mercy on that person. You see, that is mercy. Mercy is not what people deserve. Mercy is what people don't deserve. Many of us, what we pride ourselves in is what people deserve. You treat people well. You treat people fairly. But when people don't deserve it, when people are wicked to you, you find it difficult to also treat them fair, to also treat them good. But that is mercy, because that's the way God treats us. Why do you think we are asking God for mercy? Because if he is to mark iniquity, who will stand? If God is to treat us based on the thought of our heart, most of all, we'll be thrown into the lake of fire. If God is to treat us based on our character and the way we live, none of us will make it. It is mercy that has covered us. That's why God even had to hide us in Christ Jesus. So that place, we access it by mercy. So ask God and say, Lord, show me mercy and hide me until these calamities, plural, be passed. Not just one, but several calamities. There shall be safety for you, even in this end time, in Christ Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you for listening. You can please reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.